Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 12, entitled Brother's Keeper. It's written by Wes Brown, who's only worked on Fear, and directed by Alrick Riley, who's worked on The Walking Dead, Once Upon a Time, and Wayward Pines.
Oh, dope.
Yep. And Gary and I covered Wayward Pines seasons 1 and 2. It does have its own feed. Go ahead and check that out if you did watch the show. And we're still waiting to see if there's going to be a season 3.
Right.
So, Gary, we've watched Fear now. We apologize for being late. We're going to try to keep up now at this point. But what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was a pretty good episode. It flowed. We got to see how crazy Troy is. Well, we already knew how crazy he was. But this is like an all-time crazy. And you were right about something, but we'll get into that a little later.
All right. I enjoyed the episode. It was very heart-pounding, I guess you can say. Like, when the walkers came and finally, like, infected the whole town or the ranch, I kept saying to Gary, I'm like, Gary, this is it. Like, the show's going to be over. Like, I thought maybe they were going out with a bang. I'm like, okay, everyone's about to die. Like, all hope seemed lost. And then part of me was like, well, in Walking Dead, you know, Walking Dead world, something's going to come and save them or truck. I thought like Madison right. And then we're going to return, which did not happen.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yeah, because it would have been too much. But seeing that Nick is on the outside and he's like, okay, we got to figure out a way to save them. And I know they still have the bullets or, you know, the noise things that
right.
Troy was using. So I know there is a way that
attracted them there.
Yeah, that attracted them there. Maybe they can pull them away somehow. I mean, if Strand was able to pull the walkers away with a little beep, beep, beep that he did last week, you know, that should be able to work. But the episode was good. For some reason, we don't have as many likes and dislikes as you would think. But I think everything, when we are watching, you're just into it. And you're just seeing everything's coming together. The acting's really good. This was a really strong episode, and it was not so many big points where I was like, I love that, or I dislike that. It was just, I was just in the moment.
It was a steady flow.
Yeah, steady flow. So, all right, so the way the show works is we discuss our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then award and prediction. Just to remind you, our email is dead@theverdictsinn.com. You can send your feedback there, or on Twitter @theverdictsinn, or facebook.com/verdictsinn. And we will discuss your feedback on the podcast. The Walking Dead returns pretty soon, and it'll be on the same feed.
I can't wait.
As well as the same email and everything like that. So be ready for that. We're looking forward to them kicking Negan's ass this season. So, all right. So here we go. And my likes and dislikes are my likes are all out of order. So some things may have came first and second, and vice versa, or whatever. All right, but Jake's conversation with Alicia, in some ways I liked it because I like him asking those questions. Like, wait, were you using me this whole time? Like, was I a plant? Like,
those questions needed to be asked. I'm surprised he's just now asking them.
Yeah, and I read somewhere and someone was like, yeah, he was kind of right. But I don't think that was ever discussed between her, Madison, and Nick. Like, I'm going to get close to Jake and all that other stuff.
It wasn't, but it was.
You think
Madison did tell her to stay close to him?
Okay, because when she started sleeping with Jake, it was just like, he's there. I'm sleeping with him.
Right.
Some type of way. That's how I felt.
But then throughout the episodes, the conversations, she said that she'd take care of from that point of view, that standpoint, which she got him. So it wasn't said that, you know, we're going to use them. This is my part of it. You go over there. This is your part of it. And Nick, this is your part of it. Because I don't know what Nick's part is.
Well, if someone was like, oh, Nick's part was to get close to Troy, and Madison's part was to get close to Jeremiah. But I would say Madison was close to Troy as well.
Right, right.
But I did like that listening, like, is this a relationship or is it an alliance? I liked him asking her that. My only issue with it is I kept thinking, like, damn, how fast these people have to grow up. Because, like, Alicia's a kid. Like, she shouldn't be having these deep relationship conversations. She's, like, 18.
Is she?
Yeah. I mean, remember when the season started, she was 17. And then when people start saying, what is she doing sleeping with Jake? That's when, you know, found out she turned 18.
Right.
But all I thought was, like, damn, this is some deep, you know, heavy conversation for a teenager to be having.
what is she doing sleeping with Jake? Like a 17 and 16 year old. I guess this is TV though.
Well, not just the part that she's, you know, having sex on a regular basis or whatever. I mean more of so like these are like grown up conversations. Like, you know, when you're 18, you should be having fun and right. just, you know, but instead she's like about to like, who's paying the bills this week conversations. Like there are some like real serious ass conversations. So I just thought it was like sad in some way. And I thought of Carl and like all the other shows where the kids, they have to grow up so fast.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's kind of even sadder knowing that's the last time that she saw Jake. But at least she ended it on a good note. Like, I did it for you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Nick chopping off Jake's arm. I thought that scene was pretty cool.
Oh, you like that?
Yes, because it happened so fast. I mean, what led to happening is actually on my dislikes list. But once he got bit, I mean, everything just happened so fast. And he's like, because when Jake was fighting the walker, I was like, okay, you know, someone's going to save him. And then when he got bit, I was like, whoa, I didn't see them, you know, because sometimes they're almost always in trouble, but the right people never actually get bit, whereas other people get bit instantly when they're fighting a walker. So I wasn't expecting him for sure to get bit.
That's kind of weird to me that you didn't expect it. I mean, you've been saying he's more likely to die for like the past 12
years. Yes, he was more likely to die, but that's not how I saw him dying. I saw him dying either by Troy killing him, which was the opposite of what was happening this season or this episode. Well, in the way Troy did kill him, put him down, or he was going to die from the anthrax because they were heavy with the anthrax. So I didn't expect for him to get killed by a walker.
Okay. But going back to that scene, I didn't like that.
Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like the whole scene, period. Just that whole scene, it just didn't go to me. It was just all out of place. It was weird.
Okay, in some ways, yes, I agree with you. I agree. That's why I said leading up to it, I did not like certain parts.
And that part right there, when they finally chopped his arm off, I'm like, they're not going to chop any more off? I mean, it's like they chopped right at the sore, right at the bite.
Okay.
Like, you need to take that whole damn arm.
No. I mean, I thought where they...
So I think they probably should have took the whole arm just to make sure. But, I mean, I guess he was going to die anyway.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunate. Which it kind of sucks knowing that he dies anyway. Like, he just had to get his arm chopped off and he felt every bit of it happen. And then he died anyways. So I just really didn't expect him to die because after the fact that his arm got chopped off, I was like, oh, shit. You know. I don't know. I didn't. When that happened, I assumed he wouldn't die this episode.
Well, once they said he couldn't get medical attention because the walkers took over the ranch, I knew he was going to die.
Okay. But I liked it. I mean, I liked Nick just jumping to action. I'm going to sound like I'm contradicting myself because later on I'll say all the things I didn't like and it's almost like connect right at the scene. But I did like him jumping to action at that moment. All right. Alicia and Ophelia working together this week, like both kind of pumping each other up, saying like who, you know, they'll follow. Ophelia was telling Alicia, go, they'll follow you. Like, and then Ophelia almost dying, like them working together and saying it doesn't matter what Walker told us to do, like a herd is coming, let's fight, let's work together.
Yeah, you're right. It's good to see them work together again, but Ophelia just seemed like a different character. Like they just rewrote her. Just everything about her different. This is not Ophelia.
Yeah, Ophelia was a lot more scary the first two seasons, except for, I guess, when she left the hotel. But, I don't know, something about Ophelia this week I
can't really say scary. To me, she was more of a leader. She was more,
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, she was more of a leader the first couple of seasons. Remember, she was adventurous. She was the one who took off like, okay, I got to find this guy. I'm going here. I'm through with you guys. She's the one that helped them, like, get the hotel.
Okay.
Kept them go from room to room, killing who they need to kill.
Yeah, and then even Alicia, season one, she flirted with the military guy.
Right. So Alicia was more of the scary person, which she got stronger, which is understandable when you get stronger in the zombie apocalypse. But Ophelia is like, you know, she just got brainwashed and she's just a different person.
I mean, in some ways, her character does feel a little brainwashed because it's still like us or them. Like, it's still separate. Whereas you see Nick, he can adapt to any situation and you know, he can go with any crowd. But I don't know, something about them working together and then just Ophelia herself, I actually really enjoyed this week. Like, seeing her talk to Crazy Eyes? I forgot his name. But
Crazy Face or something?
Yeah, it's Crazy something. Crazy Horse something. I'm not, like, trying to make fun of him. But it is Crazy something. But when she was even talking to him and she was saying, they were having that conversation of, okay, who could be the next leader if Madison and Walker don't come back? And they said, well, maybe Nick can because Jake is weak. And I like the conversation, and I think Crazy Eyes didn't make it, right?
He made it.
He made it. It was the guy from the ranch's side that didn't make it, yeah. The leader. So I like it, and I like to see where it's going. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And then part of me thinks, is Ophelia going to start hooking up with Crazy Eyes, meaning that Walker's not coming back?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
I mean, I see her taking control, more control, like she did. Like, I mean, she could have made a better leader.
Yeah, like when she told him to give the keys up so everyone have guns. I like that.
Yeah, but you know, it's always a woman in your ear. You know, you think you're running stuff, but she really whispering, telling you what to do.
Right.
No, see, you shouldn't do this, babe. You should.
I mean, she's giving good advice. It's not like she's like, you know, the evil woman in his ear, like how they always show us in movies and TV.
So you could really say she's in charge right now.
Yeah.
But it's still crazy to me how she look at Alicia and them like strangers.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And then not only that, like, she was like a big sister to Alicia at first.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like they were very close. This is a different setting. It's like it wouldn't make sense like this. Like, Alicia's transformation, yeah, I got stronger. I had to adapt. I had to do grown-up things, make grown-up decisions. But then Ophelia, like I said, it's like, oh, we separated and now I have amnesia.
Well, so I agree with you, but I'm going to try to stick up for Ophelia in some ways that we don't know what she's been through. She was lost in the desert. Walker found her and saved her. She's had to adapt. She had to survive. So she has changed in some ways. So in some ways, I'm going to allow it because she's gone through a lot. You know? Okay. I mean, when a crime happens, even in the real world, when a crime happens, you can go to jail. But if it's a hate crime, you go to jail for even longer. And I feel like that's what happened with Ophelia. Like, no one did something bad to her just because they were bad people. They did something bad to her because of her race. Like, they said, you're not welcome here, and let her leave and die on her own. So the hate she has from them is not like, oh, like, you know, these people at this ranch kind of fucked me over and didn't let me come. It's like, they fucked me over and didn't let me come because of my race. So I mean, she probably right has about changed that, a lot.
But it's not like Jeremiah abused her and let her go. It's not like he captured her and let her go. He stopped her. He gave her some water and said, you can't go back with me. You're better off going that way.
That way to die? Come on. What did Troy call it? A wasteland. The only way out. They kept saying everything else was a wasteland. There's probably nothing for miles.
But her attitude is more like, I got captured. Jeremiah and him tortured me. This, you know, they had to escape from them. And if I wouldn't escape from them, I wouldn't have got found by... what was the leader name?
Walker.
So that's more her attitude. It happened that way.
I don't know. Like, going to The Walking Dead, Pastor Gabriel, you know, he didn't let his people in the church. And everyone's looking at him like, that is the shittiest thing you could do as a pastor.
But that's different because he knew all of them.
No,
it's like they paid their tithes and everything.
But imagine if he didn't let them in his church because of their race or something, you know, or because he didn't let women in. Like, it would be even worse.
Yeah, that would have been bad because he knew them. They were members of his church.
Okay. But still, I mean...
You can't expect every stranger you encounter during the zombie apocalypse to take you in. I mean, we've seen it happen many times. We see people say, well, here, you could take this can with you, but you can't come in here.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying, it makes it worse because it was not because of safety or we can't trust you. It's because your race.
I don't think it makes it worse from anybody that don't let you in someplace or... You didn't know him. He don't have to take you with him.
Yes, but the fact that he gave that reason.
Okay, let's say this. And we're going to get off the subject because we're going too long about it.
Okay.
Let's say this. Let's say that he did say, well, you come with me, but they weren't good people. I think that would have made it worse. It would have made it worse if he would have took her in.
No, he could have just said, we don't have enough room for you, but here's some water going your way.
It doesn't matter how he said it. He just said, no, you're not coming with us. But right. What's her name? Nick's girlfriend, who they kept locked up in a chain.
Luciana.
Now, that was a fucked up situation. Now, I could see Luciana having that little hatred toward them. They kept her in there. Not only was she hurt, they had her in handcuffs. They had her locked away.
All right. I think we'll agree to disagree on that point. I think it was worse. But next on the likes list is the RVs rocking. I thought that was pretty cool and scary when they're standing behind the RVs and they're rocking. And like, part of me is thinking, like, just hold the RVs up, like, push against it. But maybe that would have...
They were squished.
Yeah, but when it was doing that, it was scary. Like, I felt like I was there with them. They, like, the director did a good job with shooting the scenes and everything, because each moment, like, I could feel the tension. I could feel how serious of a situation it was.
Now, that right there made my dislike list. Just that whole part. This period.
With the RV shaking?
The RV shaking. The zombies just keep coming forward anyway. Just made my dislike list. It's like, I would think they'd be dormant because, yeah, they were following sound. But once they got to the ranch, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, they were inside the ranch making all type of noise where the zombies knew they was in there. At some point, I feel like it should have died down. Or you have Nick driving with the truck right beside him. Why didn't they follow the truck? Why were Nick and them able to? Because that's a moving object.
Yeah.
So how were they able to drive through there, then turn up and go chill on a hill, and the zombie just go straight to a land where nobody's moving, everybody's still, you know, holding their breath.
Right, right. I mean, I guess I liked that part of it. There's some, this episode was weird where there will be things that I didn't like in conjunction with the things that I did. I did like the RVs rocking. Did I like their plan? No. We'll get to that. I thought they could have did something else. Now, this next one is kind of like a like and a dislike. And it's the same scene pretty much, but it's the walkers can crawl under.
That's cool.
I don't know.
That was cool. We already said before that the fear walkers are like no other. We had a fear walkers putting people in headlocks.
Yeah, like even this episode. Like,
choke slamming people.
They were like jumping on people's backs, like right. Wrestlers.
Yeah, they're wrestling people. I mean, a fear has the best walkers.
Yeah, the walkers are pretty cool. But I was like, what are those walkers doing crawling? Like, I don't know. We've seen walkers try to grab people's legs when they're under something. But right. The strategic of crawling just to crawl. Like,
crawl you just to get to them.
Yeah, like how did you know to crawl under there? Like. You know what I mean? No, it's not like, how did you even know to crawl under
there? The point I was making that the people weren't moving. It wasn't a lot of movement going on the inside for the walkers to even think that we got to get on this other side of this bus to get people. So I don't know whether these are different walkers. Maybe they say, oh man, somebody locked this gate. There must be something over there.
Yeah.
Somebody put these buses here for a reason. Hey, let somebody, hey, you crawl up under there and see what's going
right,
on.
Right. And then this pretty much has already been said, but I'll just say it again, like, the thought of everyone dying, like, the danger, everyone seemed like they could die. Alicia seemed like she could die. Ophelia, I thought, had died for a moment. So many people, like, they seemed like all hope was lost, and it was just really, I mean, I really thought like, oh shit, fear is going to take it here. Like this, maybe they didn't announce it, but this is how the series ends. Like, or this is how their way of wiping the series and starting over or having like a massive death. Because, you know, we don't get massive deaths. We don't get like 5 people dying in one episode of in Walking Dead or Fear. We haven't got that.
Right.
So to see like, or at least the main characters, maybe extras. Yeah, because that time when the wolf people jumped the fence in Alexandria, we got a lot of deaths. But it was not people that we knew. So I thought this scene was like, oh my gosh, we're about to see Alicia die. We're about to see Ophelia die. It was Crazy Eyes dies or whatever. So I thought like a lot of people were about to die in one scene. So it was exciting. I mean, it was exciting because I didn't think fear would go that far. So, all right, now to the dislikes. This is a small dislike, but it's Troy's teeth. So, like, they made the point of making Troy all extremely dirty, like, making sure, like, to show us, like, physical dirt on his face that, hey, he has not bathed in days. But then they had his teeth perfectly white.
Bling.
Like, every time he talked, I could not stop staring.
Toothpaste commercial.
It was too much.
Or Dentine.
Yeah, it was. No, what's the commercial, the Orbit Gum? Is that Orbit Gum that does it?
Yeah.
Like, that's how it was. I was like, they were distractingly white because of the fact that the rest of his body was so dirty. His clothes were so dirty. And I was like, okay, you guys, y'all forgot one thing. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to go in there and do a good job with the, you know, with the makeup and everything.
Right. They should have better.
Yeah. All right. And then Nick going all out to save Troy just throughout the whole fucking episode, it pissed me off.
You could say Nick is the reason for Jake's death.
I do say Nick is the reason for Jake's death. Like when Nick said, oh, you can die after you help me save my children, or I mean, you save the people in the ranch.
You sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, sleep when you're dead, or put your brother down. Like, don't be looking at Troy like he did it. You did it. What were you doing? Even what did you do knocking Jake from killing his brother? Like, Troy should have been killed.
Yeah, Nick's relationship. That's what I don't know what Nick part is, because it's like he fell in love with Troy.
It's weird.
It's like it's more of a love thing. Like, they knew each other all their lives.
Right. And I read articles and they're like, oh, well, Nick sees himself in Troy because, you know, they both have that destructive path or whatever.
I'm pretty sure Nick sees himself in a lot of the people.
My thing is, Nick, you let Lucinda walk away. That was your girl. You let your mom and sister walk away, or you walked away from them.
Right.
No one ever tried to save Chris. No one tried to save Travis. But here you are saving Troy, who you just met.
It doesn't make any sense.
And who doesn't even deserve to be saved. I'm sorry, he doesn't. He brought that on y'all.
I mean, that whole scene right there, if I had to compare it to anything, was Batman type of, what's the one with the Joker? The Dark Knight Returns.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, So it's like when they went over there and saw the little smoke, the herd, they looked down and Troy's in there laughing with a gun in his hand. I'm like, what is this? You know, he was more like a villain at that point before they went down the hill. They should have went down there and took him out.
They should have.
It was just a bad scene.
Like, and how do you think you could save him at this point?
And it's crazy how they found him. Like, okay, we're driving. Oh, look over that cliff. Oh, there's a herd coming. Now you look down the cliff right next to you, and there's just Troy just perfectly placed right there.
Right exactly where you parked.
Yeah, in his villain mode.
Yeah, you're right.
So that part didn't make any sense to me. That was the start of it, the start of the bad scene. And then when they went down there and Nick said, no, let me talk to him. How many times are you going to do that?
Right.
How many times are you going to let me talk to him? What more can you say to this guy? This guy tried to kill your mother. This guy tried to kill you. This guy is about to kill everybody.
And use religion. I don't know what bullshit he was talking about. Reckoning, cleansing, blah, blah, blah. What the fuck are you talking about? I would have just killed him. Like, what? You're mumble jumbo. I don't care if you haven't slept for two nights or whatever. You're talking mumble jumbo. And you gotta go. You're a danger.
Well, you know, I think he tried to play on the fact that everybody was trying to make The Walking Dead biblical.
Okay.
And I think this fear just ran with it. Okay, let us play on that. We think that the zombie apocalypse is probably what scene is that in the Bible?
The
Revelations.
Well, and then he did say something. What did he say? Like, kind of like what they did on Wayward Pines. Like, this is the future. This is evolution happening, and that the walkers are what's new. They're the king of the world rather than humans.
Kind of, sort of, but it was like, okay, this is it right here. They're about to wipe all the living out and cleanse the earth or whatever. So I think they tried to just play on that right there. And then Jake taking forever to kill Troy. I mean, how long is this conversation going to be?
Yeah, no, I'm going to kill. And then even Troy's like, no, you're not, brother. You would have did it already. And then he wrestled. I mean, it was just stupid. Like, he wrestled him. He punched him a couple times.
And Nick stood back the whole time like, no, you don't want to do this. Yeah. No, you don't want to do this. And then finally, after wrestling and saying, I need to kill him now. And all of a sudden, Nick appearing here with the gun.
Yeah.
When that part happened right there, I was like, this is some bullshit. Not only did Nick hit him with the gun, all of a sudden, the walkers is up on them.
Yeah, I was like, wait, how did the walkers get even that close?
Now, what is the movie with Brad Pitt in it?
The World War Z or...
Yeah, whatever that is, with the zombies running, climbing, back flipping. And I mean, that's what this part seemed like. Like, the zombie just all of a sudden just ran over there and they're on them already.
Right.
Now, when they first stood right there on that hill, the zombies were at a distance.
Yep.
All they could see is smoke and little ants or whatever.
Yeah.
How long was this conversation right here for the zombies to get that far? We know they don't move that fast.
And then the fact that you guys were, if they were that close, why were you guys sitting there talking to each other this whole time instead of going and warning the camp? Going back and going to the camp and helping out with whatever you can help out with. What are you sitting there having conversation with? They should have killed Troy and walked away.
Right.
Because then at least that would have stopped the zombies. They would have fed on Troy for a few minutes.
Yeah, some of them.
You know?
But that would have helped save things. Or save people. Now, I mean, since we're here with the dislikes, now I want to go over to the ranch with the buses and everything. Why are people out there that weren't out there to fight? I remember Alicia said, take everybody to the shed like a long time ago. All of a sudden, when the zombies push over the bus, now you see little children running, people running. You see people running that don't have guns.
Okay.
That are just out there.
All right.
Now, you telling me this whole time you see this coming. You know it's coming. You had time to set up the buses, but you didn't have time to protect your people. The only people that needed to be on the outside of those buses were the people with weapons. You shouldn't wait till the zombies up on you and say, oh, get everybody to the shed. Everybody, right. Everybody follow me. Why? That part right there just didn't make any sense to me. When the zombie first flipped over the bus, Elise said, everybody get to the shed, which they should have been there. All right, now everybody's running, getting killed. The zombies up on them and stuff. Like, one bus flipped over, and now the zombies are everywhere.
Right.
When Alicia ran toward the shed, now she had to fight walkers off to get there. I'm tired of fear and Walking Dead places, zombie places, doing zombie placements. Like, yeah, I know they just knocked over bus behind them, but let's put a couple, like five in front of them that they had to fight to get to where they're going. You know what? Let's put like 10 more right here on the side. You know, that's inside the wrench already.
Yeah.
I mean, that's zombie placement.
And Alicia is standing there and staring at the walkers. Like, what are you doing staring there, staring at the walkers? As soon as the bus flipped over, y'all should have all ran. And like you said, a lot of people should have already been in there. I disagree with the plan only because their point was just to sit and hide and hope for the best. Whereas at least when Rick and them did it, and it didn't really work that well there, I think in season six premiere when it was that black and white and they were going back and forth or whatever they tried to do.
Oh, right. Trying to lead them away.
Yeah, when they tried to lead them away. Like, y'all had all those RVs. You ain't got no water. What you're going to be stuck here for? If you don't want to take everybody and leave with the RVs, then at least one or two RVs should have been a distraction leading away from the camp.
Right.
I don't get why not at least one person led an RV away as a distraction.
Or a couple of people.
A couple
RVs.
At the very minimum, a couple. But yes, at least one.
And then you already know that noise. Because the people in fear, they know that noise.
Yeah, they could have been honk, 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 honk. And right. Then, you know, the walkers would have followed the RV.
Right. So they should have led them away. But they shouldn't have had those guns. Because now they're in there. And now you're just shooting, drawing more to you,
right.
If you were going to hide. If you were going to lead them away.
I agree. But other than that, I mean, it was a good episode. I look forward to tonight's episode. We'll have these episodes out much faster, so we do apologize for that. Let's go over here and talk about some feedback that we got. Remember, dead@theverdictsin.com if you'd like to be part of the podcast, or at theverdictsin, or facebook.com/verdictsin. So we have a Facebook message from C. Cypher. This was prior to this week's episode, but I believe after episode 11 had aired. But it said, most of the characters in Fear have been manipulated or had mental issues before things went wrong. The manipulators won't kill each other because they fear marrying them. They make it obvious with Daniel in every situation he gets in. Everyone fears his craziness, but Jess won't kill him. They want to use his legend to control others.
I mean, I get what he's saying.
I agree that a lot of people do have issues, and, you know, they always talk about that now in the real world, mental illness. So right. It is interesting if they're kind of trying to cover what happens to people with mental illness in the apocalypse. Like, if they're not getting help, if they weren't getting help before, what happens definitely when the world goes crazy? Or if they were getting help before, what happens when the world goes crazy and they don't have medicine, they don't have therapy to help them with those issues? I mean, we've seen it in The Walking Dead, kind of, I would say, with with Daryl, with Carol. I mean, you know, she was from an abusive home. She's gone through a lot. Daryl came from an abusive family in a fucked up situation. So those things have been addressed, but I don't want to say it without sounding like an asshole, but it's going to sound like an asshole, but I don't know. Some people are dangerous, such as Troy.
And Daniel.
I mean, we saw the little girl Izzy get killed on The Walking Dead. So am I saying, oh, well, those people with mental illness have to be killed? No. And I don't think Daniel has some stuff going on, but no, Daniel doesn't need to be killed. What he's saying
is Daniel was a loose cannon. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows he's crazy, but instead of taking him out and, you know, taking him away from the equation, they're going to keep him in there just to keep the people in order.
But I don't think Daniel is a loose cannon that needs to be taken out. I saw them trying to get to that. Daniel has been in the military. He's seen some shit. He's a professional. He knows, okay, this is what they're going to do first. This is what they're going to do next. We're not going to let it get to those steps. Do I agree with all the decisions Daniel's making? No, but Daniel to me is not the same as Troy. Troy's a loose cannon.
Yeah, but just because he was in the military don't make him a professional. I mean, you could misjudge people. Like, you know, when he was in the military, he was fighting military people.
That's true.
Now you're fighting civilians. They're not thinking like that. They're not thinking that strategically. Strategically. They're not thinking like that. What they're doing is they're just grabbing a little, tiki torches, but they're just grabbing their little weapons and they're just marching straight for you. Right. little sticks and everything.
Yeah. Because he wasn't even in that blew up the thing. And Daniel's right. Like, see, that's what's next.
Right. So, you know, when you've been in the military and you're trying to fight citizens or civilians like they're in there, you are a danger to society.
No, you're right. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, you're right. Because he was fighting people in the military. You're going to fight people in the military differently than when you're...
Right, you're trying...
When
you're trying
armed to fight guards people, come in the city and, right, you know...
That are actually trying to kill you, and they're using some kind of strategy to do it.
I agree. But I guess I'll have to see more. Right now, I don't see Daniel and Troy as the same. Like, Troy's a loose cannon, needs to be killed. Daniel, I think you can kind of talk to him and say, chill the fuck out. Like, Daniel, you got to take a step back.
I mean, you're right. Troy is crazy.
He can't be contained.
And he's been crazy. Like he said, oh, you're still mad about the rabbit? I mean, you were a kid skinning rabbits.
Right.
Like, I heard of killing cats, killing dogs, but you're skinning them.
Well, that's what they say with sociopaths. They start off killing animals. And then, not saying if a kid kills an animal, they're going to be a sociopath, but you better get them some therapy.
But he, like, passed that.
Yeah, I mean no, Jake, Troy's gone.
Jake said he skinned the rabbit and just left it there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I get what Seacypher's saying. I don't know. I don't see Daniel as a bad guy. Now, maybe who knows what would happen tonight because he wasn't in this episode. What will happen?
I don't think he's saying that he's just a bad guy, but he's capable of a lot of bad things.
No, yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah, we've seen it. All right, and then he also says Madison killed her dad. She is a sociopath. I do agree with that. But I don't see Madison the same as Troy. Like, I don't see her as, like, killer.
Yeah, I don't see Madison on that same level. I see Madison on a more selfish level. Like, yeah, she's been, probably was abused by her dad. Her mother was abused by her father. So that probably made her, you know, more of a person that isolated herself, only thought about herself, thought about what can happen so I can survive. I can say that she's a bad mother, but I can't say that she's just bad for society. I mean, she thinks she's smarter than the average bear. She's a yogi, you know, always trying to manipulate people. But she's not, like you said, like a Troy, just an all-out dangerous person.
Right.
She's not going to track down an RV with a family in it and kill all of them.
Kill them, yeah. Okay, well, he continues. He goes, as a school counselor, she got good at encouraging, quote-unquote, students to do things her way. She keeps troubled men because she can manipulate them. She's a trained psychologist. And he said, I thought the same thing about Negan in The Walking Dead. I don't know. I would say she keeps troubled men. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Travis was a pretty decent man when we met him. It took his son getting, like, killed. If he is dead, I still have hope that, you know, Killer Chris is still alive. But it took him to become the way that Travis was.
But how was Travis? I mean, it seemed like he was, like, a good guy until the end.
Yeah, I mean, he was Well, I mean, remember he was knocking people down. He was like the Hulk at the end, just killing people.
Well, he was killing walkers and killing people that were trying to kill him and his family.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, because when he killed, when the guy hit his head. He was killing
random people.
Yeah, because the guy that hit his head on the door, that was an accident. It was not like Travis said, fuck you, I'm going to hit you, you know, make you bump your head and
right.
die in a coma or something. But, okay. Yeah, I don't see him as being a troubled man, but maybe the father was. Nick, you know, Nick talks about the father, and we know, I believe Alicia knows the father committed suicide, and it sounds like Nick knows without being told.
Yeah, I think they both know.
All right, so thank you for writing in, C-Cypher. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, I ain't fearing shit. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Alicia, because really that's the only person I can go with. Everything else was just stupid to me. Yeah.
Nick, and then, oh, you know what was stupid? Okay, that was a good one. I will say another dislike is when Troy came to Nick's room that night, and then Troy goes back in the house, and then closes the door on Nick, and his face is, like, all up against that broken glass. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was stupid. Like, why do you put your face, like, why are you so close to that broken glass that's right there?
Like, you had to be that close so he could hear you.
Yeah, it was just weird. I was like, okay.
But that wasn't the only weird part. The weird part is Nick jumped off the balcony right after. And he get downstairs and saw the front door open, and he just assumed that Troy already, he's already gone. Right. He got away.
He's
like,
gone.
Like, did Troy close the door, lock it, and run?
Right. And then, like, okay, what if Troy's not, like, a superhero. He has to still be nearby. I don't know. It's just weird. And then not only that, your guys' fences, your security is damaged, because if Troy was able to sneak back in, something's wrong.
Not really. I mean, Troy grew up there.
Yeah, I guess he probably knows some hidden areas.
Yeah. I mean, he probably put the little security watch together. So he probably know about what time somebody's going to be here, about what time somebody's going to be there, when somebody played. We don't know how long Troy was there. Troy could have been there hiding in the closet all day.
Right. Okay. So, my ain't fearing shit, yeah, I'll give it to Alicia as well. Her gathering everybody, her fighting all the walkers. Now, pardon me, I was like, okay, she was a little too good at fighting some of the walkers, but I'm going to let it go, but I'll give it to her.
She can't do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, she was stabbing walkers, boom, boom. I was like, what the fuck, when Alicia know how to learn how to fight that good? But okay, I'll let it go. And then most likely to die.
Most likely to die.
Can't say Jake anymore.
You know what? Nicole always gets the most likely to die. And that's the reason is she named the same person. She's been saying Jake since last season.
Whatever. Well,
or since the first part of the season.
Yeah, probably since this season. I just had a feeling. I knew he was going to die. Most likely to
die was Jake. So, you know, when Jake die, you know, Nicole could look at you and say, I told you. Most likely to die, I do not know. After Jake's death, it might be a while before we get another one, another big one. I think the person that's going to die is a person they're going to bring into the episode to die next episode.
Oh, like an extra.
An extra, and he's going to get in there like, I can't believe we're trapped down here. This right. first night, you know, first time you see him, but he's going to have major talking scenes.
Yep. All of a sudden, he has a talking role, and you never seen him before. He's going to die.
I bet Troy is responsible for this. You know, all of a sudden, he knows everybody. He's knowledgeable of everything. Yeah, back in the days, when Troy used to play out here, and there's a cut right up it. Like, dude, we don't know you.
Yeah, who are you?
You're going to die. They brought you in just to die. Who you got, babe?
I'm going to say, I don't think anyone big either, but if I had to say someone, I'm going to say Daniel. And I know it's weird, but it's Walking Dead, you know, school. Like, that's how they do things. They kill someone. They did it to Glenn. They act like they killed someone. Oh, no, they're really alive. And then they kill him. So, you know, we thought for the longest time Daniel really was dead. I keep saying Daniel and Ophelia will not meet again. So one of them have to die. And I don't want it to be Ophelia. I don't want it to be Daniel either. I think he's a strong character. I think they're both strong. But I don't think they're going to meet. So I think it's going to end up being Daniel. I think, like, the guy that was saying, like, Daniel wouldn't kill people, like his friend.
Yeah.
That he was, like, kind of torturing a few weeks back. I think it's going to be him. I think he's going to kill him. Like, maybe even stab him in the back or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of his own people that kill him.
All right. So that's your prediction.
Yep, that's my prediction.
The most likely to die and how he dies.
And how he dies. Yeah, well, I went very deep with it. So we'll see. All right, guys, until then, we will be back. We are covering Empire, so check us out for the Empire podcast if you watch that show. It has its own feed. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary. Bye. Bye.